they get trapped in the, the statue and they turn it into wrong
because
practice,
of not understanding his virtues. But there can be understanding of virtues and pay respect whenever there's understanding of the teachings. Who can teach like that? Who can know like that?
And I mentioned the paramis or the perfections because it's very common for people to think, well, I'm not really so interested in understanding paramattha dharmas or hearing about seeing invisible object now, but I'm very interested in developing the paramis or just reading Ajahn's book on the paramis. But without the understanding of realities now, like seeing invisible object, there cannot be any development of paramis.
Yeah, reading the book, I think in terms of the advantages of kusala and the disadvantages of akusala when I read that book. When I first read it, I read with a lot of attachment to the idea of paramis, but now I'm getting closer to understanding.
Are you bored with the Satipatthana?
No.
You?
No, it's never boring.
Whoever is bored of the Eightfold Path?
Well, boredom could be a reality as well, of course. But
yes, but not seeing the benefit of understanding reality. So they are bored. Mm-hmm. Why? Just seeing an invisible object all the time.
Always a new opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also just the strong clinging to self. So they think they can develop paramis or something with an idea of self that can develop it by avoiding the understanding of paramattha dharmas. But
what
without,
for?
And without understanding paramattha dharmas, no development, because these are conditioned dharmas.
Parami for what?
For me?
For not understanding reality, or for being able to insight the true nature of reality right now?
I've read the book probably three or four times. The first time I read it, there was one passage in the introduction, I think. Maybe I could find it right now. I think it's in the...
well-read book.
Well, yeah, this was my preparation for...
Are these color-coded?
Well, yes. The white one's Jonathan, the yellow one's Sarah.
Red is strong disagreement.
Yeah.
Yellow is Sila.
And I listened to Lodwick reading this, and the way he read it was so... I don't know if I'll be able to find it. It was the idea that it's going to take so long to develop the path...
So long to become accustomed to reality right now. Like the guest all the time. Just come and go unknowingly. Who's that?
When we read about the length of time to develop right understanding and perhaps worry about that, we have forgotten present moment.
How long, Jitta? Keeping arising and falling away.
So the long time doesn't matter, really?
Because there must be longer time from now on if there is no understanding at all.
I guess this is the sentence that caught me the first time I read the book, and when I heard Lodwick, I remember I even asked Nina, did Lodwick put that in himself? If someone's goal is the arising of sati that is aware of the characteristics of realities as they naturally appear in daily life, but if he does not take into consideration the development of the perfections, he will notice that time and again he is overcome by akusala kama. So the first time I heard this, my understanding was, and what I attached to, was that we need some kind of protection on the path from falling back into transgression again and again, and that while we were gradually developing understanding of the present moment, the perfections could be something that protected us in a more conventional way. But that was my first idea, and I don't think I have that idea anymore.
Can you read that sentence again, Phil?
If someone's goal is the arising of sati that is aware of the characteristics of realities as they naturally appear in daily life, and that is the goal that Ajahn is leading us towards, I think, but if he does not take into consideration the development of the perfections, he will notice that time and again he is overcome by akusala kama. There are more conditions for the arising of akusala kama than for the arising of kusala kama.
The perfection is the perfection itself. We don't have to make or to do anything.
So why would it not just have the first half of that sentence, the first half, read the first half, which you say Khunsu Chin is leading us to?
If someone's goal is the arising of sati, that is aware of the characteristics of realities as they naturally appear in daily life.
That is surely all that is sufficient, just developing an understanding of realities in daily life. So why does it go on to say the next bit?
But if he does not take into consideration the development of the perfections, he will notice that time and again he is overcome by akusala kama.
Do you have any comment?
To me, when I read anything, I don't mind any word, any passage. I just get the meaning, that's all. The right meaning too. So maybe that is the quotation from Tipitaka or some monks, but it depends on what is meant. That's all.
And now I definitely do understand that the beginning of the sentence is...
Because the teachings of Buddha will lead to detachment. Whenever there is attachment, it's not parami.
So if there's any desire or wish to have paramis developing, then it's not
right. I think I read another teacher who described the perfections as a kind of soothing balm, a kind of ointment that would comfort us as we gradually developed understanding, and that was probably some other idea. And again, it's not my idea now, but I think I was misled by that. Now I understand that perfections are, well, as I said before, I just don't think about them. I just think about advantages of kusala and disadvantages of
kusala. So what's the value of perfection? When kusala arises, akusala cannot arise. So less accumulation for understanding, to really understand reality. Because when akusala citta arises more often, it hinders because one is caught up with all akusala.
Will not the development of understanding be what leads to the development of the perfections? Without the development of right understanding, banya, there can be no development of the perfections. So again, it's the focus on...
Yeah, but how come to have right understanding as often or very often without other parami, like khanti and satya and adhidhana?
But those will come with the development of understanding.
Together, or it supports?
Supports. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
For example, are we not now patient enough to sit and talk about this for hours? See, it's parami, together with right understanding.
So there's nothing we can, quote, do to develop paramis. The same with...
Nothing we can do.
No. And I think that's where the construction of that sentence might be difficult.
Couldn't we go back to that Upanisya Gochara by hearing about paramis? You know, we hear about visible object, sound, and throwing the paramis with it. By listening and reading about paramis, about metta, garuna, could you say that that was Upanisya Gochara
the
as
well? The purpose and the support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not like you can just go out and develop the paramis. That's wrong way.
Yeah, I understand that now,
I think, Anne, in response to your point that knowing about the other factors helps us to recognize that in addition to banya, there are other factors performing the functions too.
Yes, and which are very important.
And so if there's awareness of those other factors, then that obviously helps their development. And at the same time, it's the development of the awareness too.
Coming here to listen and to discuss on Dhamma, is it not parami? Because the purpose is for understanding.
Why isn't it just various chetasikas, virya and...
We cannot pinpoint which one because they arise together. When viriya arises with akusala, we cannot say that it's parami. But when it arises with the wholesome cetasikas, like khanti viriya, at that moment it's not on the part of akusala. So it has to be the goal, the aim is to understand. And it needs other wholesomeness like viriya and khanti and satya and adhidhana. So parami from Hong Kong, and parami from Canada, parami from Australia. Viriya and khanti and satya and adhidhana are there.
And, well, I'm just polishing my own apple, but I came to Thailand just for 4 days, and instead of going sightseeing or something like that, I just met my Dharma friends to discuss Dharma, so that's a kind of renunciation of a pleasure or something like that.
Have less ignorance. Mm. This is the point, because how great it is, no matter reality is appearing, but no understanding of it. So the way to have less is to develop or having more understanding.
Speaking the other day about ditu jukama, straightening of view, more straightening of view, ditu jukama.
Covering the same topics again and again. I mean, Ajahn's been teaching, I don't know, 40 or 50 years or whatever, just again and again, talking about seeing invisible object tirelessly.
To be Upanisaya Gocara, for those who listen. Otherwise, one cannot see the benefit of understanding whatever appears as it is. The truth is that it's just a reality which is conditioned to arise, and it can appear only to seeing. If seeing does not arise, no one knows that this is a reality.
That reminds me, you said something earlier about visible object. Again, just to stress the importance, if we want to... Visible object is that which is seen. I'm not really asking about visible object, but you said something about visible object just to remind us that...
Because now it is, here it is. So why not developing understanding of it?
I guess yesterday I was asking why always visible object, why not sound, why not whatever.
When sound does not appear, visible object appears.
And when taste does not appear, visible object... I see. But there are many other cittas other than visible object that might appear when...
In darkness. Couldn't imagine. Everything is in darkness.
Cheetah. And seeing is dark, cheetah.
Right. So panya is there in darkness.
That's the beginning of understanding that without the Buddha we would never have
imagine that real world. One reality appear at a time. So in darkness. Both the experience and that which is experienced, except only one reality, visible object.
Blind people experience the world in darkness.
With ignorance or with understanding?
Well, it depends on the person, but...
Usually, there are times when we are in darkness, unknown, mm-hmm. as not self, right?
I was going to say... In the sense of ignorance being dark, the blind and we are the same.
Yes, yes.
Because there is the idea of I, even in darkness. Mm. No sun, no electricity, only darkness, but the I is there. So panya is there that can understand the reality as that which experiences. Even nothing appears, but there it is. That which experiences. This is Upanisaya Gocara.
Thank
accumulated panya.
Accumulated understanding of the object of understanding. It has to be this one right now. The powder.
The powder.
Very fine.
But sinks in. Powder usually gets blown away easily, but this powder
gets in the mind. Down deeply to be Asaya. When it's wholesome realities, it's the accumulation of Asaya. Asaya means both kusala and akusala, but anusaya is only akusala.
And the ignorance is a table with just a few small spaces and the powder somehow sinking in. It'll take a long time.
We can start think now. That is very easy. Not easy at all. Because of ignorance, so better to see how much ignorance is there.
Ajahn, we were talking about what brings us here, interested in Dharma. So there is accumulation to listen there.
The satta, see?
Yeah.
And hiri and otapa, all wholesome jetasikas.
Can we know that level of understanding, or is it
no expectation?
No expectation.
Mm-hmm. As long as there is no understanding reality right now, it begins and then it goes on.
What I was wondering about was what awakens the accumulated understanding?
Right now.
If it doesn't appear right now, does that mean that it does not exist?
Okay, now.
Or is Sanya not remembering?
What is Dhamma? And Panya knows, see? But when Panya does not know what is Dhamma, one doesn't know what is it from accumulation. Yesterday and today, different amount of powder. Added, little by little.
But could the answer to Lave's question, what awakens the accumulated panya, be just hearing the Dhamma or thinking about it?
Yes. Clearly that must be a condition to awaken it. The thinking is around if it does not appear to awaken, did it not exist? Is it not accumulated in memory, Sanya?
It's not accumulated in memory, is it?
No.
From your question, can there be understanding of Sankara Khanda?
Yes. Yes.
Because you used to talk about the five khandas, but from your question, it can bring the understanding of Sankara Khanda from each moment.
I'm sorry, I'm not following that. From how?
What are Sankara Khandas?
Jetasikas.
We talk about jetasikas, but what are they? Right understanding, manasikara, and aloba, and adosa, all those.
Yes. Sometimes when we listen to the Dharma, panya arises, and other times we may listen and no panya arises, may just be sleepiness or any other cheetahs arises. And it goes back to this word upanisya again. So upanisya pachya is the most common condition, natural decisive support condition. So it depends on the tendency from way back, but it depends on those conditions at that particular moment, whether panya arises or not. We don't know what all the accumulations and what tendencies have been accumulated, and we don't know whether at the next moment lobha will arise or panya will arise. So it will just depend on that particular condition, whether it will arise at that moment.
So for someone who has heard the Dhamma and no panya arises in this life, it could arise in another life.
Ajahn, can you talk about Upanisya Pachaya?
the accumulation of all javana, kusala, akusala, wholesome and unwholesome cetasikas are there to condition the moment of whatever it is.
So it's the accumulation of all the javana jitas and the factors
from way
accompanying from way back.
So. And from just previous moments.
I've always wanted to ask about this. I'm glad this came up. One of our friends on the internet group writes about it as being that the javanas from this life that are recent and are often have more power, so this natural decisive support condition can be understood in a almost conventional way. And as soon as I heard that, it was very attractive because it means whatever we're doing now will have more conditioning power. But I know that other friends have always said that that's not correct.
As much as one's panya can know is that whatever arises must depend on conditions, the accumulated conditions.
But is there more weight to the conditioning power of
who knows, because it arises and passes away already.
I mean, why do you think it should be?
I want it to be. I must say that when I, again, suttas and the way we understand suttas, whenever I read suttas, I rarely find the emphasis that is saying this is referring to countless lives. I'm always feeling that the Buddha is talking about this life, but that's just my attachment and ignorance. It's reading it that way.
Without previous accumulation, can Buddha become enlightened?
No.
That's it.
And it explains, Maeve, why half a dozen people can hear the same words or read the same sutta, and for some condition for panya, others not at all, because of that particular condition, those past tendencies.
Yes, I was going to say that the Dhamma that is heard has to be appropriate for our level of understanding and our present disposition. It's not just a matter, for example, of reading suttas, you know, because they're so difficult to understand. We have to hear it explained in detail, which is why we're so fortunate to have...
One thing we know is that there's no sudden enlightenment. Because panya has to accumulate to that degree or level, so no sudden awakening.